And now, our feature presentation.
Shaggy,
whose ass do we have to eat to put out a new episode?
That was
literally from a listener from the show who contacted me.
Oh, really?
Literally said, whose ass do I have to eat to get a new episode out? Well, the answer would be no one's ass, because we finally got a new episode, you guys.
We were back, like the Undertaker.
Undertaker's dong. Speaking of dongs. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and girls, ooh, my God, I am rusty as fuck. Let's run it back. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is time. Cinema Villains brings to you a brand spanking new episode for your ears. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shaggy Black. Alongside me is Senor Jose.
See, what is up, guys? Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
Oh,
my
God.
Forget about us. Hope
I
subscribed.
Yeah, like, please. Actually, no, people have been listening, going back and listening to old episodes.
Oh, nice.
Now, granted, there's been the ones that we've been doing, like, reviews on and kind of going back and making sure we don't do the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, I saw that, like, with the Jason shit. I was going to bring that up. Like, I was like, oh, who's listening to... Oh. I was like, oh.
That's it. I did listen to the Jason. I'm like,
as did I.
It's Friday the 13th. Let me listen to an episode.
As did I. I was like, oh, we got two listeners on that? Who? Oh.
Wait a minute.
I was like, fuck. Thank you.
That's hilarious, actually.
Dog, it's really funny. Yeah. I looked at the stats, and it was like, oh. Seriously, guys, thank you so much for tuning in when you can. We have had a hellish...
So how long, when was our last episode? I feel like it's been like 2 months.
Our last episode...
But I feel like it hasn't been that long.
No, it hasn't. Like, our last episode was actually in fucking... Like,
it
let
had
me
to be
look.
Like the beginning of April.
It was actually the... It was definitely in... It was
March.
No, it was April 10th. We did Double Team.
Okay. Oh, shit. Double Team was our last episode.
Yeah, that was our last episode. It's been
so it's been a month.
About a month and some extra days.
Yeah, because we're
month and 10 days.
Oh, shit. Almost. Well, yeah. About a month and a half.
About a month and a half. Yeah. Seriously, though, guys, thank you so much for listening when you can. Had not given up on us. We did not abandon you. Not by choice.
Don't give up on us, baby.
This episode is a special episode.
Yeah, this is a special episode. We just wanted to come back.
Yeah, we needed to come back. Honestly, we needed to come back for content, but we got pretty much housekeeping. That we wanted to keep up, but like honestly, it's we just needed to take like a little bit of time because we didn't want to bog this shit down with another episode that we'll be cooking up that will be coming, unless something crazy happens. Knock on particle wood.
Knock on wood, because man,
yeah,
this month.
Oh my god. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, it's been a fucking doozy.
Yeah,
but,
it has been.
But we are recording this, like I said, we're just doing this episode so we can kind of get, like, most of you guys who actually know us personally or just anything else, you've reached out to us, say, hey, giving us critiques and everything about, hey, you guys kind of ramble in the first, like, 20 minutes, 30
right.
minutes, which sometimes is not bad.
Right.
But, like, you guys have been doing it and it makes no goddamn sense, and it's just like that. So for us being away as long as we have been, this is probably this. We need to just get this off our chest.
Yeah.
And just prepare it for that. So obviously just clearing the air and everything. Cinema Villains is dead.
Dum, dum, dum.
And if dum, you actually believe dum, that, dum. I don't know what to tell you, because either you don't, your comprehension skills aren't great, because I literally just said we're coming out with another episode.
That is true.
And
you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, I could have just let it sit there, and I felt bad because I'm like, I don't fucking believe that.
Right.
But no, we definitely damn near died though. But ooh, and that's kind of like a shit segue. Jose, do you want to go first?
What a terrible segue.
It's definitely a segue. Ooh, it is a very bad segue. Very poor taste in. Oh my god, go ahead.
What a very poor taste in words.
I'm gonna fucking just yeah.
Oh my god, I saw the funniest TikTok. Mm. It was like someone animated or like, you know, pencil sketch animated, like the Joker. He's like, my father was a gamer. In a weeb.
Oh no!
And he just went on like, some rant, and he had it perfect. He was doing the, he had it down perfect. He's like
licking and smacking his lips and shit.
One day, my mom grabs the Wi-Fi. He doesn't like that very much. Like not one bit. He, like so, he takes his phone out, laughing while he does it, and turns on his 4G.
Oh no!
And plugs his PC to it, laughing while he does it. And then it just ends so like nonchalant. He goes, and then they got the divorce or something like that.
Oh my god!
It's just like what?
Oh my god!
I'll send it to you because that shit had me cracking.
Yeah,
up.
That sounds like some shit I would do.
You, yeah,
I definitely would fuck around and
that
do that.
That's what got me though. Like, my father was a gamer and a weeb.
And a weeb. Before we start, let's go ahead and do like before we go into this. Let's go ahead and do our customary things.
Oh, let's
here.
Go.
Yes, sir.
1, 2.
Perfect.
That was good.
Fucking perfect. Like we never skipped a beat. As you know, I will pass the shit over to Jose here in a moment, but like, as you know, we actually decided instead of going weekly due to our schedules and life, we decided to go bi-weekly.
Right.
And in theory, this was a good thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Was like, okay, we'll meet up. If he didn't have anything to do, like if his, like basically I work around Jose's schedule.
Yeah.
I work in Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 type of deal. Jose works multiple jobs and is getting beckoned by these jobs. So, it's just whatever works for us. We typically record either between Friday, mostly Saturdays, and then like on emergency occasions or special occasions, Sundays.
Yeah.
Like today, like we are pulling behind the curtain. This is being recorded on a Sunday. And, you know, we kind of just like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Like, we just think about, and it gives us time to think of, like, what we're going to record and what are we gonna review and everything else. And that being said, the last time we did this, which worked out, was Jose had an interesting 3 weeks because the happier one is he welcomed his nephew to the world.
Yeah, I had a... My sister gave birth to a beautiful baby boy.
Yes.
And he's just cool, chilling. And that's what like, Shaq, we can't record right now. We got to go.
Baby Burrito.
Baby Burrito is here.
Yes. That was literally during the week of the Double Team episode.
Yes.
Because we were actually going to go see Double Team, and we were like, Shaq, I don't think I could go because my sister's going to be due any moment. And then like we saw it, and then we were going to record it. And right as we were recording it, yeah, he had to go.
Yeah.
Like it was he had to run. So that was one, and then we obviously came back during the week and we finished the recording and I put it out.
Right, yeah. That's what happened.
But yeah, as life deals you one hand, it spits in your other.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this was really the start of the huge break.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my grandfather passed couple of weeks ago, but I think it was the 26th of April.
Yeah, it was towards the end.
I think it was that last Sunday in April.
Yeah.
He passed. It was he passed peacefully though, passed peacefully in his sleep.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad. He had a stroke like 3 years ago. So he was pretty much bedridden for the last 3 years. And I don't want to say he's suffering. I don't like that word. Like,
yeah.
That phrase saying, well, he's not suffering anymore because he wasn't really.
Nah.
But, you know, it's just, you know, it was just sucked because he was bedridden. My grandpa was a very active guy.
Yeah.
He still rode his bike to like, the store to go buy his lottery tickets every day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wait, yeah. Did he still ask for his lottery tickets when he was still just like, you know, just sitting on the.
No, but we got him some every once in a while.
Okay, that's
cool.
That's,
like,
yeah, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the things that you don't want to take away. Because when my father became unable to do, he was like, we try to help him do, like, certain things, like, kind of get in routine,
yeah.
Like, stuff that he was normally doing on a routine. So it was kind of cool still doing that. So I definitely understand. And
right.
Obviously, again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I definitely know what it is to like to lose a parent. And I feel that for your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. She took it pretty bad for a while, but she's fine now.
Okay.
And, yeah. It's basically just keeping her cheered up, I guess.
Yeah.
Because like, mom, don't blame yourself because you kept him alive.
Yeah.
Like if I have a kid and that kid ends up as good as my mom, I'm set.
Yep.
I know that because, man, she took care of him. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. I can't even say that. If I have a kid, that motherfucker's probably going to stab me in the back.
To the home for you, Shaq.
Like, I beat that motherfucker in Tekken one time, and it was like, yeah, my dad's going in the fucking home, and yep. I've never seen him again.
Exactly. You're in there, and like, just text me when he dies. Don't even call.
Don't even call
just
me.
Just send the text.
The moment he dies, or the moment he's ceased to exist, I'm going to fucking, like, hit this motherfucker with an uppercut. Send him into the fucking pit like he wanted. Speaking of pits.
Hey, there you go.
So Wayne, So me being the friend that I am, and I love Jose, just our very hetero relationship goes back damn near 10 years. So actually, I think it's getting towards 10 years.
It really is, yeah.
But our relationship goes back far beyond that, and I wanted to cheer my mans up. So months ago I had bought tickets to a show that I wanted to see by a band called Oakley Doakley. Now, some of you may be wondering, like, what the fuck is that? So this band called Oakley Doakley is based off it's a Ned Flanders metal band.
Yes.
And their lyrics are literal quotes from Simpsons episodes. They either come from Ned himself,
yeah,
any other member of the Flanders crew, or another Simpsons character.
Yeah.
Mostly it's like 80% Ned, 10% like, or 80% Ned, 20% everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to do that, and I am a huge Simpsons dork. Like, y'all know I love anything and all things Batman.
Yeah.
And everything else, but like, you really want to fucking get my goat, quote Simpsons around me, and I'm gonna fucking look at you and like, you're my best friend now.
Yeah.
And I bought those concert tickets, and this is like, apparently the band's like going on hiatus.
Yeah.
So this is with their last tour, and I haven't seen them live. And I was like, yo, I want to fucking go. I wanted to go out and let's like, I was like, yo, I'm gonna fucking see this band. So I bought tickets for me and Jose to go. The fun thing was, Jose, and I told Jose this early. I said I myself was going to dress as Ned Flanders himself.
Yes, you did.
And I'm going to tell you now, that, my friends, was the most difficult fucking thing I can ever do. And it wasn't because I, like, getting the outfit. Finding a green sweater that was in my size was the fucking challenging thing. And I found it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Now, people was like, why didn't you check Amazon in the first place? Motherfucker, I did. It's just every time I went there, they did not have my size. Like, nothing was in my size. It was either sold out, or it was large, or I didn't have the money to get it at the time. So I was just like, fuck, I'm going to suck him to a rock and hard place. And I'm sitting there going like, Jose, I don't think it's going to happen. Then I just happened to just dick around on Amazon, like the week of the show, and boom, it's right there. I'm like, yo, I fucking ordered it. It got here that Monday. I wore it. And I'm like, this is fuck. I could do nothing but fucking laugh the entire time, yeah, because I looked hilarious.
You really did. It's funny.
I looked it put the stupidest fucking smile on my face because, like, I don't really, contrary to belief, I don't cosplay a lot.
Yeah.
I don't really do a lot of the dressing thing. This is, like, my first cosplay in some years. Because the last time I dressed up for anything, I just dressed up like Vegeta, Batman.
Yeah.
Batman Vegeta with the fucking jacket, which was my pink shirt that I wore under it. Yeah. And I had, like, gray sweats because I was going to go get some gray chinos, but I said, nah. Money's kind of tight, so I'm just going to fucking wear these sweats. It's perfect. It's the same fucking color. And I had some black shoes that were great for me to fucking be stomping around in. So, anyway, like, I had the stupidest fucking smile on my face. We go to the show, and this is, it's three bands. I couldn't for the life of me remember the first band, but the other two bands were Steakhouse Mustache, which never heard of them in my entire life.
No.
But really fucking fun.
Yeah.
And, like, I enjoy their music. I'm like, oh, this shit's kind of heavy. Let's fucking go. And then, obviously, Oakley Doakley. Me and Jose, we went downtown. It was at the Empire in downtown. Yeah. I've never been to the Empire. I've never been, like, super downtown. The only downtown of, like, Austin, Texas I've been in is off of, like, 6th Street. Yeah. A little bit of 6th Street. It's a little bit like a 2nd Street. So I can go and go to these restaurants and stuff. I met up with a friend and stuff. It's my only experience.
Yeah.
I haven't been downtown like that. Apparently, I'm not missing anything, but like, not no more because of the era that we're in. But we get there and we're like around people. And then, like, I'm, of course, like, oh man, Shaggy's probably the only person dressed like this. Wrong. You were absolutely wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Because there were a lot of motherfuckers dressed like
Ned.
Yes,
there were.
And
as soon as
I
walked in, I'm like, oh shit, Shag, your people.
Your people, yeah. And we all kind of just like gave each other like the head nod of like, like Halle Dooley, and we just kind of all respected each other. And was I the only black guy there at that concert? No.
No.
Was I the only black guy dressed as Ned Flanders? Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah.
And that got me the utmost respect. That made me the princess of the ball the entire night, which was dope.
You can say you're Black Ned officially.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely Black Ned.
Yeah.
Like, because Dread Ned is surprisingly taken.
Yeah.
So Black Ned was taken. I even said that to the lead singer, Head Ned.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Black Ned's here. Let's go. And they kind of chuckled, and then we took a picture. But anyway, by the way, that picture I took with them, mm-hmm. I was so fucking out of it. But, like, someone said, I showed the picture, someone said, like, yo, you look like you were doing the black head nod. Like, this is, like, so fucking cool. Like, Like, I was, and me, I was like, I'm leaning back. I look so fat in that picture, and I'm not.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, by the way, folks, a Ned Flanders outfit consists of one green sweater, one pink shirt, black pants, and some dress shoes, which I was definitely not fucking wearing, dress shoes. But I wore layers, that sweater and that shirt, plus the sweatpants at that concert that was outside, and it was 90 fucking degrees
out. That shit was hilarious, because, like, once we get to the venue, we'll be fine. You know, we'll be inside.
Yeah, we'll be inside.
Lo and behold, outdoor arena.
Outdoor fucking arena with, like, and I'm like, fuck. And Jose's just kind of chuckling at me, and I'm like, well, Jose, it's been fun.
I'm going to melt now.
I'm going to melt, because one of the first things we did, Jose gets a ranch water, and I actually get, like, an actual fucking water, because I'm like, I need to fucking hydrate, or else I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
But then after I drank all my water, I switched to tequila, and the night was, cause then we started, I introduced Jose to a drink that was introduced to me back home. It was Slow and Low Rye Rock Whiskey, which pretty much is equal to, the only way I can explain how it tastes is, like, it's pretty much a single bottle Old Fashioned.
Yeah.
And Jose's never had it. And I was like, yo, try this. We liked it so much, we had three of them apiece.
Yep.
The rest of that night. So we were fucking smacked.
Yeah, exactly.
Big smack. How do you feel about being at that concert too, Jose? I never really
got to talk to you. It was a good show. No, I really enjoyed it. It was my first concert in years.
Yeah, same. I haven't.
Because I ain't been in fucking, since the before times.
Yeah, since the before times. Yeah, the last time I went to a concert was 2017, and that was, like, the Deftones show.
Yeah.
Which was fucking amazing. I hadn't been in a concert since then. We were supposed to, me and a friend of the show, friend of us, Cesar of Shortbox Podcast, was supposed to go to Welcome to Rockville, which is a metal show that happens in Daytona, but
Daytona.
That was one of the games in the show, by the way. I was going to talk to you about it.
Oh, shit.
But me and him were going to fucking go, but 2020 happened and we couldn't go. So, yeah. That being said, we had a really fun time. I'm going to say officially that was, and you guys can quote me on this show, that will be the last mosh pit I will ever be in.
Aww.
Not because, and he was like, Shag, how many mosh pits you been in? I've been in every mosh pit.
Yeah.
From the regular mosh pits to Circle of Death and the Wall of Death.
Yeah.
I've been in all of them. Fuck it. That one, however, this particular one, I just couldn't top.
Yeah,
I can't top. I was literally in a mosh pit dressed as Ned Flanders trying to rip open an inflatable donut.
Yes, he was.
I can't in life top that. The only thing I can think of topping that was being at a Gwar concert.
Oh, there you go.
Which to me probably wouldn't hit the same because the lead singer passed away like years ago. So, like, it's probably still going to be fun, but I'm never going to get back in a mosh pit.
Yeah.
It's like I have no reason to. I have reached the peak of my mosh pit days. Also, I'm getting older, and I don't snap back as I used to, because, like, I, in that mosh pit, I got hit in the fucking eye so hard that my glasses flew off. And because mosh pit etiquette is, like, the best etiquette known to man.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't get it twisted, yeah.
Everyone stopped and helped me find my glasses as I put them back on. And I told Jose I should have worn, I told Jose I was going to wear my other glasses, my prop glasses, like my older glasses that instead of my newer ones, but I wore my newer ones like a fucking idiot because I didn't want to catch a headache. Ooh, boy, and I still caught a headache.
Oh, yeah.
I got hit in the eye, probably with an elbow. I don't think it was a fist.
Right.
or maybe a shoulder. I don't think it was a shoulder, because if it was a shoulder and people wearing fucking spikes, that shit would have sucked. But, yeah. Like, I think it was probably somebody's elbow or something. I got cocked in the eye. And while I had no black eye, no puffiness, that shit hurt for about 2 weeks.
God damn.
And, like, I'm like, fuck, my eye still hurts. I'm mad that I didn't leave with a scar or a bruise, because I'm like, yep, last mosh pit, I get a fucking bruise, and it was the best fucking thing ever. It was like wearing, like, I would have wore that fucking black eye like a badge of honor.
Right.
But I obviously didn't have one. But I did get something else.
Oh, yes, you did, Shaq.
From that. And you did too, my friend. In order for us to probably not get, I don't know how it works podcast-wise, so I'm going to be careful with the words I say. But, yeah. We ended up catching Lady Rona.
That's right. It struck back. It's like, oh, y'all were having a good time, weren't y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, you, that shit's hilarious. I can't believe that shit.
You thought shit was sweet, huh?
Yep.
You think that gives you power over me?
Right.
And ooh-wee. Sorry about that. I want to take a swig. But this was Jose's second time catching it.
Yeah, this is the second time I catch it. So I'm probably dying at the age of fucking 52 now.
Yep.
Like,
and this is my first time. My buddy was like, I told one of my boys, Fred. Shouts out to you, Fred. He's like, oh, you popped your Rona cherry, didn't you? He's like, yeah. He's like, you should be fine after this. Now you're all right. It's now that you had it, everything is smooth. I'm like, no, that's not how it is. Now, granted, here in Cinema Villains, we do not judge. If you want to do things, you can. If you don't want to do things, as long as you're not hurting anybody or being disrespectful.
Yeah.
I myself have been vaccinated and boosted.
Mm-hmm.
Jose has been vaccinated.
Yep.
I think I'm not going to speak onto it, but I do think for me, given the vaccination or probably the epic amount of weed I smoked to kind of help conjure that, because my symptoms were minor. I did not lose my smell. I did not lose my taste. But boy.
Yeah, I was pretty much fine, too. I think I was pretty much sick for only half a day, really.
Yeah.
Half a day. Yeah, because I started getting sick Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, right as I fucking text you and show you, I was like, bruh.
Cause I just thought it was my allergies.
I thought it was, yeah.
Over here in Texas, that Wednesday was like the first day it got super hot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's super hot. My body's like, fuck, I got to get used to this shit again.
Yeah.
And then allergies on top of that.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm going to pop a Benadryl and just sleep.
Yeah.
That was my plan. But then
oh, yeah.
I got received the message. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, no.
Yeah. I told him, like, here's how I happened. Like, the concert was Saturday.
Yeah.
I drunkenly stumble home and fall asleep right on this fucking couch that I did hose down before you came over.
Okay, nice.
Woke up Sunday, no voice. Voice was gone. And that's to be expected, because I was doing nothing but a bunch of yelling and singing along to that, mm-hmm. So it was gone. And then, like, okay, cool. Monday comes around, and my throat is kind of scratchy, but, like, again, I'm thinking it was my allergies and my sinuses kind of mixing up, because, like, my nose is draining into the back of my throat. I'm like, and I can, like, I wasn't, like, I didn't feel, I was like, fuck, okay, it's not being outside, fuck with my shit, whatever, it'll work itself out. I took some fucking medicine, and I was like, all right, cool. Tuesday, however, fighting for my fucking life, I was at work, in my chair, like, trying to, like, I was like, fuck, man, I don't feel good, but, like, I'll get it. It's sinuses. I gotta be work. I don't have a lot of sick time left, so, like, I'm gonna just hold it off for real fucking emergencies or something like that and then go about my business. But, man, halfway through the day, I'm in and out of the bathroom. TMI, I apologize. Just, like, in and out of the bathroom, I'm, like, this is where it would start, like, I had a slight cough on Monday, but nothing, like, serious. I literally thought it was because of my drainages and stuff, and, like, I'm trying to cough up the mucus. I fucking, but back to Tuesday, like, I'm sitting there fucking, like, why am I shivering? Like, I'm fucking cold, and my air conditioning has not been working, so I had to send, so the people had to come in to fix my shit. Little did I know that I had the Rona. I didn't know at the time because I didn't test. But literally going through it, and I'm like, fucking had my hoodie on. I'm like, fucking struggling. I'm like, bro, I'm about to call out because all I want to do is lay down And I'm like, no, 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 you got like an hour left, finish. Dude, I literally just sat there and just was put myself in like timeout so I don't get a chat. And I'm just laying on my fucking desk. I'm like, fuck, man, this sucks. I make a soup, like I'm drinking water. And I'm like, fuck, okay. Like, I clock out of work finally, and I'm like, I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some soup, lay down, I get in the bed. I wake up Wednesday, and I'm like, okay, today, because my thing was, whenever I go to, like, a big event or something like that, I always try to, like, test for COVID, yeah. Like, every, like, on the third day, to kind of make sure that I don't have it. But I go into my bathroom, I test, I lay down for a minute, but, like, then I had to go back to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom, and it's been 10 minutes. They want you to take, like, 15. Yeah. I took an at-home test. They're usually by 15 minutes. They say if you read it before 15, it may not be accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know who you lying that to, because I walked in, and I kind of just glanced at it. I saw both lines. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no. Maybe I'm just hallucinating. The timer goes off. 15 minutes go by. Nope. I'm fucking not hallucinating. I got the Rona. I text my job and let them know, and my job, thankfully, gave us 10 days of Rona time.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, so I'm not going to work today. I text Jose, took a picture of my test, and I was like, bro, you need to probably look. It was crazy, because you know what was going through my head? Mm-hmm. It was like I gave you an STD. I'm like having a conversation. I was like, yo, you might want to get checked, bro. He's like, what? Because, yeah.
Peas when I burn. I'm like, how does that affect me?
How does that even work, man? It's like, oh, I don't know. But like, yeah. I fucking text you. You're like, oh no. And I do remember you saying, now that you mention it, I haven't been feeling good.
Yeah.
And Jose texts me. He's like, yep. He sends me a picture. He's like, well, shit. And we're both out. So I was in my bed from Wednesday to Sunday. Tuesday was the worst day of it.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was just tired.
Yeah.
I had a fever on Wednesday. Really didn't have an appetite. I was just like, yo, I'm just laying here. Go to Sunday. Saturday, I'm like, maybe I'm feeling like Friday. It was Friday the 13th. Yeah. And that was something we had planned to right. Friday Part 4 and review it. For the show and have content out since we didn't have content for weeks.
Yeah.
And we both get that, so we couldn't go.
Right.
So I know AMC was doing the whole Friday the 13th marathon, which it's weird watching that shit. Like on that because they don't show all the kills.
Right.
Like in their glorious fashion, but it's still like cool kind of watching it. Like, yeah, this is dope type of deal. So, man, I'm just sitting there watching it, and Jose is probably Jose, you, what were you doing? I think I know what you were doing, but what were you doing, though?
I wasn't doing a fucking thing. I was just like, well, guys, called the job. Sorry, I got the Rona, blah, blah, blah. They're like, well, shit.
Well, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and then fucking, like I said, Wednesday night, I was like, I just need to sleep. Yep. That's probably the worst for me. I was just fucking sick feeling, and I was like, shit. But come Thursday morning, I was a little rough, but like, come Thursday afternoon, I started to feel better.
Yeah.
I was like, fine. I'm like, well, this is cool. I don't think I ever really had a fever.
Yeah.
I was just really stuffy and, like, tired.
Yeah, I was definitely tired. I was super fucking tired. I said I had a fever that was fucking up my sinuses and shit.
Yeah.
But, like that shit really lasted maybe Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and because the fever was kind of going down Thursday, I just was tired. Like, small task, like, for me trying to take a shower felt like day, like a hard fucking like a 10-hour shift. I was like, holy shit, this is bad.
Yeah.
So I just stayed in my room the entire time. And that's when I realized, I was like, wow, I don't have anybody here to help me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, but Jose, kindness of his heart, did help me. I ordered a pizza when you helped me out, and I appreciate that. Because like it was crazy because I wasn't super hungry, but I wanted real food. I got tired of fucking soup and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I was fucking tired. I was like, bet. My mom sent me some stuff to kind of help me because I couldn't leave the house.
Right.
My boy Jose helped me up, helped me get some actual food. So that Friday, I just watched the Friday the 13th marathon and had Pizza Hut.
There you go.
And I tried to eat as many as I could, and I couldn't. I ate a couple of slices, and then I was like, okay, I'm kind of, I had a free pizza from Pizza Hut, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna order all this.
Yeah.
And I just laid there and like just tried it. Saturday felt a little bit like Friday. I was feeling a little better. Saturday I was definitely feeling a lot better, but like I went to go like hose down some stuff in my living room, and that kind of gassed me out. So I was like, okay, I'm still kind of tired. Sunday I had my Twitch stream that I normally would have on Saturdays. Did that, and that kind of took me out. But I went back to work on Tuesday because I still was kind of gassed. And even when I went back to work on Tuesday, I was like, damn, why am I tired? But
everything was
copacetic. I come to fucking find out that Saturday, my fucking grandmother and my aunt had it.
Shit.
And they definitely don't go anywhere. Now, when I say this, ladies and gentlemen, for folks who knew me when I was back in Florida, I was out in the streets.
Yeah.
I was out there, right? And even when COVID was around, really first round, I was still kind of like out and about to wherever was open. When I got to Texas, I full on became a hermit. I didn't go fuck all anywhere. I stayed my black ass here. I ordered in. And then if I had to leave the house, I only went in a certain radius.
Right.
I didn't go any further. I've been here 2 years now. I'm still trying to learn Texas.
Yeah.
Or at least Austin in any aspects. But the one time I decided to leave.
The one time you finally left and did something.
Yeah. The one time Stoop Kid left his fucking stoop, he catches that. Boy.
Womp, womp, womp.
Absolutely fucking terrible.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad at all for me.
Yeah, I kind of
was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I was sick one day, like I said, and I'm like, okay, I'm back. Yeah, I wasn't even that tired. I was a little tired, but not like I wouldn't get gas doing stuff.
Yeah, the worst of it for me was Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was literally Tuesday. The rest of it was like, just lay down, watch all the YouTube shit that you've been watching.
You ain't lying. Yeah, that's literally.
I caught up on YouTube shit. Like, I literally was like, yo. I didn't play any fucking video games. I literally stayed in my fucking room.
Yeah.
And did not come out here to contaminate anything else.
Yeah.
But I stayed in my room. I laid down. I was watching. I caught up on like fucking anime. I caught up on fucking like YouTube shit. I caught up on like a bunch of shit. And then lo and behold, I was just, you know, I'm glad to feel better. But holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Oof. Big oof.
The biggest of oofs.
But yeah, speaking of biggest of oofs, you're also forgetting something that you said that you did. Mm-hmm. You're wearing it on your fucking shirt.
Oh, yeah. So this was like 3 weeks. Because when did I text you originally? Like, well, I've made it to Millennia, guy.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, me and Jose are like avid Elden Ring players. If you don't know what Elden Ring is, Elden Ring is the game that took everybody by storm in February.
It really did, yeah.
And it's one of those video games. It's a Japanese RPG. Action RPG
developed by From Software.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, or maybe gamers themselves, it is based on pretty much Dark Souls, or what they call Soulsborne type of game. And what that is games that literally are just hard for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
But they're satisfying as shit.
Yeah. Dark Souls series, Bloodborne, Demon Souls,
Sekiro.
Yeah,
all from Software. Huge avid players. Jose, a little bit more than me because like I dedicate days to these games and I kind of get submerged in them. Yeah. So like I can't fucking sit there and try to not play. If I'm playing a fucking game, I'm not gonna do any work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play anything else. I'm not going to fucking eat. I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to fucking play this game. That's why I don't play it as often as I should.
Yeah.
But I fucking loved it. I still love it. I took time off for it. The reason why I got so fucking high where I was before everybody else. And then Jose got it. And then he's pretty much beaten. Damn. Didn't you?
Oh, I beat the game.
I have not beaten the game. Yeah. You were at what level?
Shit. 100 and something?
I'm still at 24. 60,
something like that? Yeah.
I'm still at 24 in my in the 30s in the game. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, I stopped playing only because I didn't have time to play.
Yeah.
I couldn't dedicate the time that I needed to. MLB The Show came out, and I was just like, okay, I have to do this.
Yeah.
That fucking being said, though, there is a boss. She's very optional, and you may have seen her from, like, on the cover of the game or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll let Jose tell the tale.
So, yeah, I finally get to this optional boss that I could just completely skip. But I was like, no, I will beat. I wanted to beat all the main big bosses in the game. So she was on the list. I was like, nope, I have to beat this one. And this is what a lot of people are saying, one of the hardest bosses from Software
yes.
has ever made.
My goodness.
Malenia, the Blade of Mikala.
Yep.
I only remember her as that because every time she kills you, she says that. So that is now tattooed in my brain. Like, I am Malenia,
yeah.
Blade of Mikala. I'm oof. Like, yes, I know.
Big oof.
Yes, I know. But yeah, that shit probably took me about 3 weeks to finally do. Finally beat. I think all in all, if we're going by hours, I would say about 8 hours maybe.
Just eight?
All in all, because that night I texted you, it took me about, I took about 4 hours with maybe a 30-minute break. So about 3.5 hours that night trying to beat her and to no avail. And that was the longest time I took. Because after that, I was like, look, I'm going to go back to it. If I don't beat her within an hour, I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm like, nope, I am not staying up all night trying to beat this fucking boss. And she was just putting me into a blender.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I can only imagine. Because, like, during that time, when I was in bed, I was watching old Afro Senju videos of him getting fucking destroyed by her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, Jose. And then, like... Your character is based off of fucking
I built
Guts from Berserk.
Mm-hmm. So I have the giant fucking sword. So I am just big. I am just big, strong boy. That's literally my build. It's just like I have a giant sword. I swing that bitch really slow, but it hurts.
Yeah, it does damage.
Yeah, so
it does fucking damage
against this boss who is just fast as fuck.
Yep,
it is a nightmare.
Yep,
it is not the way you want to fight that character.
Nope.
But here I am. Everyone's like, oh, no, Guts. You got to play her like Guts.
Yeah.
You can't use spells.
Nope.
You can't use mimic. I'm like, y'all can kiss my ass. This
yeah.
is my Guts. This is Mexican Guts.
Like.
He was like, yeah, we're stomping this bitch out. Come on, little shadow clone. Let's go.
El Gutso.
El Gutso. I am El Tripa. There you go.
There you go. There you fucking
Mexican
go.
Mexican Guts. Like,
dog, it's so, like, for those who don't know, this boss is, like, very fucking demanding. Like, it's she and the way that these games work. These games, you have to fucking have patience above all else.
Yes.
You have to have patience because, like, these bosses have typically two fucking segments.
Two forms, yeah.
Two forms. Like, their first form and then their final form.
Two phases.
Form. Two phases. Like, and then, like, some bosses you get halfway in and they're, like, their lives at 50% and then their second phase kicks in. But Malenia,
she has two full ass health bars.
Yes, you fucking when you beat her the first time, you get her second phase, and her second phase is even stronger than the other one. But here's the thing: if you fucking get killed by the second phase, you don't go back to the second phase.
You
go right back to the fucking first phase. Exactly, exactly. And some motherfuckers can't fucking beat her.
Yeah, no, it's fucking rough, dude.
Oof.
It is rough.
Big oof. I recommend for anyone who wants to kind of look at, if you're interested in what we're talking about and you want to look at it, I would highly recommend going and looking up Afro Senju, like S-E-N-J-U, of course, Afro, all one word, and look at his Elden Ring playthroughs and look at his Malenia playthrough.
It took him like three videos, four videos?
Fucking almost, I think five. No, yeah, about four lot. Videos because he took a break.
He didn't take like, a break. He's like, I can't play this game right
it was
now.
Like five. It was like five videos in total.
Yeah.
Where two of them were just like, we're going to do something else. And he couldn't fucking beat her.
Yeah.
But like, that was over. Like, I can only imagine the hours. But like, man, that boss is like just, and me personally, I'm like, if I ever get to that point to where I'm fighting that boss again, or fighting that boss, I know I've seen so many videos of what I need to do that, like, how I can do it, but, like, I still think I'm gonna get fucking wrecked.
Yeah, because it's one thing seeing, okay, this is what I gotta do.
Yeah.
And then there's another actually doing what you have to do.
Yeah, it's like knowing what you have to do and then actually fucking executing it.
Yeah.
Because I might get stupid hands and I can't fucking beat her. So, but that being said, when Jose finally fucking beat her, like, it was random. He texted me out of nowhere. Saying he's like, yo,
I called you. Remember?
Yeah, you called me.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I fucking. I'm like, what is going on?
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. I fucking did it. I'm like, what did you? What did you do? I'm like, and I'm still kind of loopy.
Yeah.
From the fucking from catching the Rona, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like concerned because I'm like, the fuck did you do, dude?
Yeah.
And he's like, I fucking beat her, dude. I'm like, oh, you're fucking like, let's go. Yeah. Let's fucking go. You know.
And after that, the rest of the game was easy.
Yep. He's like, after that, the rest of the game was a fucking cakewalk.
I was like, oh my God, these other bosses, y'all really ain't shit. Holy hell. Actual storyline bosses. I'm over here like, away with you, peasant.
Exactly. None of you are Melania.
Yeah.
Like, Melania will make a man out of you.
She really will.
Like, it's funny. When I originally saw this fucking game and I saw her fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, in the trailers and shit, I was like, I want to fucking fight her. Or at least I was like, I hope she's not a boss. I hope she's, like, someone who can fucking train you or some shit like that. But if not, she's going to be fucking great. Boy, not only was I right, I was fucking, like, way off on what she was going to do. Because, oh my God, our fucking favorite streamer, fucking Maximilian Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking had about 8 hours.
Yeah, it took me about
about 8 hours. 8 hours straight before he fucking beat her. Like, and he just like he is even a changed man.
It took him like two streams to do it. I remember the first stream. I remember because I was watching it. Mm. It was about 11 o'clock, going on to midnight.
Mm.
I was like, I gotta go to bed. So I just went to bed with the TV on. Forgot to set the timer.
Yeah.
Woke up at like 6:30 to get ready, and he was still on the boss. I was like, oh my God, he's still trying to beat this character?
Dude, and that had to be like 4:30 in the morning
for him.
And
so it's just fucking hilarious because it's like all of a sudden his game froze or something.
He's like,
all
right.
He's like, that's a sign. I'm going to just quit right now, y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Normally he has this nice little thank y'all for watching. He has, you know, his
outro.
He was like, okay, y'all, no. You could tell he was just so frustrated. He's like, all right, man, it's a sign. I'm just going to cut off here. I'll see y'all later. See you tomorrow, dudes. Bye.
and just ends the stream.
Yeah, just ends it. I'm like, oh, shit. He was not in the mood.
My man said, yeah, absolutely not. And then the fucking game
finally
frozen.
Beat her the next day, yep. I think. Finally beat
and he fucking, he's like, and he beat her. And the thing about this boss is people want to beat her their way.
Yeah.
They don't.
I've seen ways where you just destroy her in seconds.
Yes.
And it's like, well.
Well, then. I was unprepared.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that. Like, I've seen, like, there's been, like, 5-minute videos of, like, just dudes. Like, dude who's had a Guts character, a Guts-like character, just like you, beat her in 5 minutes. Now, I'm sitting there going, like, he could have doctored this. But no, he literally he knew when to dodge, when to move, when to attack, when to not be greedy and pull back and then do shit like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the epic let me solo her guy.
Oh,
you heard about the legend?
I have not.
So there's this guy on PC.
Mm.
Like, because you know, you can summon people to help you on this game.
Yeah.
And when you summon, he's literally just chills at Millennia's, like right before you go fight her. And he's literally just a naked ass man with a big pot on his head and two samurai swords. that's his name. Let me solo her. And like, I think over last weekend, he like reached the 1,000th time he beat her. And he's literally like, I got you, bro. Just stand back, I got it, bro. And like, I think they interviewed him. He's like, yeah, man, it took me like at least over 100 tries to finally beat her. And once I did, I was like, okay, because once you get to that point, you know her shit. Like, okay, dodge, this.
Yep.
And so after that, I was like, I want to dedicate my life to helping others that were like me, just struggling. Like, help me, you know?
Like, let me solo her. Yeah. I got her, bro.
Yeah.
I got her. Dog, can you only fucking imagine? Like, I wish this game would, like, was cross-play like that. Because, like, this dude would probably... At that point, what point of that... It couldn't be me. Because I'd be like, yo, you got to pay me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'd literally be like, you want her dead?
Here's a Cash App. Bloop.
Dude. Like, yo, here's... Like, put my cat... My name would have been my Cash App tag. And, like, it's like, bet. It's like, yo, I heard of him. This is like SB13, like sitting there going, "Yep, that's who I am." You want Melania dead, or you need help? Like, give me. How much would a fucking like taco would cost at Taco Bell? Give me $5.
Yeah.
Give me $6.41.
Enough for my favorite Taco Bell meal.
Yeah. Nothing for a fucking combo meal.
Yeah.
A fucking combo meal at Taco Bell, and I'd just be like, all right, bet.
That'd be hilarious, but yeah.
It's just like, I'll just sit there, and I just fucking Leroy Jenkins and just fuck her up. And, like, people are like, I'm not paying fucking $6.41, and then I fucking beat him. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I forgot what time he's on. I think he even got his time, like, if you play Elden Ring, I think between 7 and 9 Eastern, there's a chance he's there helping people, you know, just summon him, and he'll pop up. I'm like, oh,
he'll pop up. He's like, let me solo her.
I was like, oh my God. He's like, why are you naked? I don't plan on getting hit no more. So
yeah, exactly. He's like, she's not going
to
hit me.
Yeah, so I'm fucking fast as shit now. I just wear the pot just to have something.
Yeah, just to have some type of armor.
Just so I'm not completely naked.
Yeah,
so
just like fucking just
it adds to the mystery. It's just a big pocket.
Just a body, exactly. Like, you don't know what this dude looks like. He just like, bloop.
Oh, shit.
Just runs out, two fucking samurai swords going fucking ham.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it couldn't be me, though, because I'd be fucking trying to monetize the fuck out of it. I think to the point to where I think FromSoft would fucking try to ban me because I'm making money off of their fucking games. Like, you can't be doing this. I'm like, that's where you're wrong, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
welcome to capitalism.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
Just like, just fucking, just imagine the Russian fucking, like, national anthem just plays as I fucking run out. As I fucking run out. Just like, to fight fucking, just to fight her. And I'm just like, bro, this is fucking great. Like, I would do, this is why you can't let me do shit like that. Because I hear shit like this, and I'm like, don't let me get good at it. Because I'm going to just fucking do that. I'm just sit there. I'm gonna just sit there on the ground, cross-legged, just waiting, and it's just like, "Oh, you want it? You gotta
get the notification.
Get that." It's like, as soon as I get this notification, my shit goes off. Bet, and I'm just like, "Let's go."
And I'm just proceed to wreck.
It's like, I heard he's really good. It's like, dog, he just takes a. It's like, how did he fucking get a baseball bat in the fucking game? I'm just beating her with shit, just like random. Like, just like my character has like a pot and pan and just smacks the shit out of her, doing 500 damage.
Yeah.
Just like 500, 1,000, 12, 20, like 20K damage. Just beating her shit in with like the most obscure fucking items.
Yeah.
Like, I'm beating her ass with a fucking. A fucking shoe. Can you chancleta? Can I say is that
chancleta? Yeah.
Yeah, I just
the
fucking
sandal. The chancla.
The chancla just with a fucking sandal just beating her ass. Thank you. The chancla just coming out just beating her ass like, yo, he beat that bitch in 3 hits.
Yeah.
In both phases.
He just disappeared. He just
just sit there and I just do like a fucking John Cena tip cap in my shit and my character just just fucking vanishes.
Yep.
Like the legend of SB13.
But yeah, that dude. But yeah, but Elden Ring's fun. I highly recommend that game because it's not like, here's the advantage it has over Dark Souls and Bloodborne type games. It's an open world game.
Yes.
So if you're stuck on a boss,
you can literally leave.
Do something else.
Yep. You can literally leave.
It's not like why I rage quit Bloodborne. I'm stuck on a boss. I can't do nothing.
Yep.
I have to beat that boss. I can't beat that boss. So guess what? I don't play the game.
Guess what? It's like, I can't beat that boss. This game's never getting played again.
Yeah. It's just
my thing is like, okay, you can't beat that boss. You can't fucking go do this. You can't go do that. Yeah. Third, another.
You're normally locked out. Like, you're stuck with this boss.
Yeah. The worst thing about Elden Ring is if you die, your fucking your money gets dropped. So it's like you have to go back to the spot. Now, certain spots, they've been very nice with this. Certain spots, if you fucking die in a boss, they'll put your money
on the
outside of it, so you don't have to worry about going back in there. And it's like, bet, that's cool. But other chances, you got to fucking your shit's there, and that's you get fucking killed by the dude on the horse.
Oh yeah,
you get killed by that motherfucker, and your shit's like next to him. You're like, yo, I don't want to fucking go over there.
Yeah,
but it's
that shit was hilarious because before one of the final bosses, like a fucking another draconic.
Yeah.
Tree sentinel pops up.
Yep.
I got to the point where like, yo, I have this motherfucker downloaded. Because you're like, swing, dodge, this.
Yep.
I you just heard the din, 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 din.
This motherfucker.
Ultra Instinct. I was looking at my hand, I'm like, is this the power? Ultra Instinct?
This motherfucker just beating his ass, boy.
He just stab him and just like done. I was like,
let's go.
I was like, holy shit, that was Jesus, amazing. Yeah. You do, that is one of the coolest parts about like From Software games, like their bosses.
Mm.
Like after a while, you do get them dead.
Yeah, there's a pattern.
And you're just like, oh shit, God.
Like it's funny because like one of the first bosses I beat in this game, I remember seeing their pattern on like a YouTube clip.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. And then like, I'm like dodging, hit, come back in. And like run away, and they're like, "Yeah, let's fucking go!" Beating fucking bosses like my first try, only because I seen the pattern of like what to look for.
Although I will congratulate myself, I never saw videos of the final boss.
Yeah, I saw the one. Yeah. I saw the one. I don't like. I'll say this: I've seen Max play and I've seen Afro play, and I'm gonna let you know. If you ask me how do they fight that boss, I couldn't fucking tell you. I literally could not tell you. I've seen Melania enough to know what to fucking do. Because that's everybody's struggling on that, but like those the last boss I've watched video I've just only watched those two videos. I haven't seen anything else, and I just haven't tried. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Like
it's funny, I stumbled upon a RDC World Mark.
Oh, yeah, dude.
His thing, like when I like his act, like when he was doing it live. Yep. On Twitch, I looked. I'm like, oh, what, how's he going? Like, attempt 80. I'm like, oof. I'm
he like, said. That's about right. He said he wasn't gonna die to her 300 times.
And he's like, no, I'm gonna get her before 100 because that's all he was. And he was like, nope. I was like, damn.
He's like, I'm not gonna die to this bitch 300 times. 298.
That's insane.
298. I think 298 or 299. He was literally close to 300 deaths. And he was right there.
Yeah.
And he fucking beat her. And that just hype.
Yeah.
Very much hype.
I wonder how many attempts I took after. It had to be 100. Oh, in like the hundreds.
I say I like the the average is about like 50.
Yeah, no. It was probably more than that. It was
probably 50 or 80, depending.
Between 80, I'll say between 85 and 110 was probably
that makes a lot of sense.
The number of attempts it took for me.
That makes sense.
Because like I said, after a while, I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it tonight. I can feel it. Nope.
Yep. It's not going to happen because you're not. It's like when you get like whittle her down and you actually get to the second phase and you actually start whittling it. I was like, okay, I know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
Like that is when you kind of clicked. The last time I had a game like that was like fucking Cuphead.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there going like, okay, these bosses are whooping my ass. Like, I think I have it. And I just like get into a moment of zen and I just like fucking beat them. But, like, yeah, man, playing that shit, I can't wait to get back on Elden Ring. Like, there's going to be, like, there's no games coming out this summer. Like, and then, like, a couple of games got pushed back to next year. And I'm just like, right. I got time to fucking play Elden Ring. And I know for a fact we're not going to get DLC for that until probably the end of the year, if anything. So, like, I got time. Yeah. I got time to go back. And then that being said, I just bought fucking Devil May Cry 5, the Xbox Series X S version of that. Mm. And I'm just like... So it's in like 4K gaming now. I'm just like, oh, I was like level 10 in the first Devil May Cry. That was like a game I was like, I need to go back and beat.
Yeah.
Because I've beaten like the last Devil May Cry game I've beaten was DMC and 4. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nope, I need to beat this. So, and I didn't. And I'm like, I'm going to go back and beat it. But now that I actually have the updated version, I'm kind of like, I got to start from fucking ground zero. And I'm like, do I want to play through this shit again? I'm like, yeah, I'll probably do that because it was fun as shit playing it the first time. I just got to remember where all the secrets and shit were.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us right now and you're wondering where like the movie and shit we're gonna talk, like no, this is literally Cinema Villains filler episode.
Yeah, this is a filler.
This is definitely filler, but this is only because
if you're still listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because yeah, awesome. We missed you too. Like we missed you too. We've literally missed you guys. We just want to like let you guys in behind the curtain, inside baseball, let you know what's been going on in our lives. Because this shit is hectic. We miss fucking recording.
Right.
To the point to where gas prices are so high, we're actually going to start fucking...
We might have to start doing this on Zoom, y'all. Sorry, yeah. So.
Like, it's going to probably take a little bit for me to fucking record it off of Zoom and kind of figure it out. But that's why we also do the two-week thing.
Yeah.
Now, because of things like this. Because gas is fucked right now. So
Lord knows, I'll just be like, Shaq, we're doing just double hitters every time I record.
Hell yeah, like every time. Yeah. Like, we're going to get two out of the way so we have, like, content. Like, if that's what we got to do, this is what we got to do. But
gas is like,
gas is whooping our ass, and it's summertime, so it's only going to get even worse.
Yep, you know it.
It's only going to get even worse, because I saw Unleaded, it was like finally $4, when it was been like three-something for the longest, and I was like, the fucking shit that we have to get.
Yeah, and I use premium, so like, it's
premium,
like,
yeah, it's like
it's
fucking.
It's almost a five, and I'm like,
absolutely not. Like, me personally, I don't even fucking fill up my tank anymore. I just throw like $10 in.
Yeah.
Like, if I know I got to go down, like, if I got to go meet my barber, he's downtown, and I'm like. All right, bet. I'll just have to fucking fill up my shit halfway.
Yeah.
And then just finally go down there. But I won't. With me working from home, I don't need to drive anywhere. And I don't have I don't have anything going on.
Everything is super close to you, too.
Yeah, everything is like super close to me. So, like, it'll be days. Like, my shit is on E now.
Yeah.
But it literally takes a month for my shit to be on E.
Right.
Especially if I fill it up, good Lord, it's not going to be anywhere. If I fill that sumbitch up, it's not going to. It's I'm going to have gas for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Now though, it's like if I fill up like 10, 15 bucks, I got a little bit of shit and that lasts me about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I fill, part of me is like, I'm gonna fill this up, but that's going to be like $60-$70.
Yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck no, dude. Like
it
you guys.
Was 80 for me the other day. And I'm like,
God damn, dude. Fuck.
I just looked at that shit like pain.
Fucking pain, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oof. Big oof.
I just had to get a fucking fast supercharged car.
Dude, you know, and a part of me is like...
A V8 supercharged. What part of me, wrong with me?
Yeah, because you fucking... Like, you like to go fast.
I do.
Sonic, you like to go fast. I fucking...
Speaking of Sonic, when is that movie coming to streaming?
Yeah, I need it because I got Paramount. I got Paramount, yeah, and I need to fucking watch... Have you not seen it?
No, I was going to really? See it, but then shit happened. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I thought you fucking
seen it. I was going to go see it, but we never did, and I was kind of sad about it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to go pay. I didn't pay to see Sonic 1, so I was like, no, I'm going to do it with Sonic 2. I was like, you know, I'll fucking when it's on streaming.
I hear great things.
I heard it was really good. Yeah. I heard it was good. I heard it's like the last time it was like super bad. Like, it's the same problem with the first one. Like, you don't really care about the humans in this. Because you only care about Sonic, yeah. But like the only human you care about is Robotnik, Jim Carrey. But it's like,
yeah,
hey,
they turned back the human part in this one.
Yeah, they like, did. Yes. There's a segment for it, but I kind of like I really want to get back to the blue blur
Knuckles.
Yeah, like I need to get back to that.
And they did the meme. I'm like, let's go. I saw a clip of that on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Yes, sir.
Robotnik's like, I can show you the way.
I can show you the way.
I'm like, yes.
Oh my god.
I was like.
You fucking nerd.
Ugandan Knuckles, you won.
Ugandan Knuckles.
I just needed him to either do that or be like, I'll spit on you.
Puh. Man.
Boy,
listen.
they had fucking VR and a chokehold.
Boy.
Back then, them little Knuckles.
Man, listen.
Oh, my God. Like,
listen.
Do you know the way?
Afro fucking plays VR.
Yeah.
And I see that and I watch those videos. And I say, I will never bleed. I have a download on my fucking Oculus.
Oh, do you? Okay.
We'll never fucking play it. I will never play. I'm actually going to fucking install it. Like, I'm actually going to uninstall it because I'm like, absolutely not. Y'all are not going to catch me with this. This is utter bullshit. Not doing it. But, anywho.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, man. You want to go rapid fire some?
Yeah, let's rapid fire some movies that we've seen over the last
3 months.
Weeks, 3 months? Yeah, sure.
Since we've been gone?
Let's do Cinema Villains top 5 movies of the summer.
Shit, have we seen 5 movies?
Hold on, wait. I'm gonna count without spoiling it for the thing.
Hold on, yeah. I think we have seen 5 movies. Yes, we have seen 5 movies.
I don't know if I could do. I guess I could do a list.
I can do a top 5.
I can do a quick top 5.
I can do a top 5. Yeah, I can do a top 5 too.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck it. What's your 5? What's your number 5? Hold on. Whoa. Hold on.
Shaggy's counting for those who want to know behind the scenes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
no,
I've seen more than 5. Yeah.
I've seen more than five. I think I've seen 7. However, a couple of those aren't new.
Are we counting? Are we seeing theatrical only or?
Let's go 7. Let's
are
go
we doing
not
theatrical
7.
Only.
Let's do theatrical only,
okay,
like
cool.
Actual
so,
in theater shit.
So
that,
sadness doesn't count.
No. Well, shit. Actually, No.
Yeah.
Let's throw that on. Do you want to do an honorable mention?
Yeah, we can do honorable
okay,
mention.
Okay, honorable mention.
Honorable mention, Sadness, yeah.
Sadness. Like
Sadness might have been my number 5 if we'd have come to
yeah, so, yeah, like Sadness is... The Sadness is brought to you in part by Shudder.
By Shudder, yes.
It is a zombie apocalypse movie.
He's like, hey, have you read the comic book Crossed?
Yes.
yes, I have. Well, good luck. Here's the movie.
Now, here's the fucking movie of that. It is literally called The Sadness because it is a disease that goes around turning people into angry, horny... I can't even say zombie-like creatures.
Yeah, just rage.
They're just
people.
Rage-filled. Rage.
Sadists.
That's
I think that's
word.
What the...
Yeah, they're like rage. Yeah, rage, horny-filled sadist. Like...
Oh, my God. Speaking of horny-filled, so you're going to laugh at this.
What's up?
Have you ever seen an armadillo's dick?
Why are we talking about this?
Because I saw it yesterday on just flipping through animal TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And so dude's like, hey, buddy, calm down. Because the armadillo was, I guess, trying to humble him. That shit is a tentacle, dog. It is the creepiest shit ever. We were like, I don't think me and Kim were watching it. We're like, I don't think that's his tail, babe.
No.
It is like a fucking worm thing that just like, I was like, we were like, ah.
Like, what is this?
Like
you like something from
fucking shit
like
just
something
yeah.
From fucking Slither.
Yes,
like from fucking like Slither. Fucking just oh my god.
I was like, well, I'm not sleeping tonight now.
Yeah, man. Like nah.
Armadillos. I was like, oh, they're cute and cuddly, and now I've seen their penis and I look at them like side-eyed now. Like
random shit from Cinema Villains, y'all.
There you go. Yeah. So now you know.
But The Sadness is pretty much like a zombie flick without actual zombies, even though they're eating flesh. They're eating flesh, they're killing people, and they're also fucking them.
Yes.
Like, there is some gratuitous sex and the
there's
R word.
Rough scene.
That is the R word that I will use.
Yeah.
There's some very fucking rough actions going on.
Yeah.
And it's very fucking brutal.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We loved it. Me and my girlfriend, we both loved it before we have the bloodlust.
Yes.
So
same.
We saw that, and we
same.
Were like, this is great.
I watched that movie. Fucked up like dealing with the Rona, and I'm like, I stayed up watching it, and then like I told, matter of fact, I think I told you, I was like watching it. I was like halfway in, I was like, bro, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. Yeah. Then something else happens, and I'm like, I live again. Yeah. Like I live, and then like it's yeah. It's very it's on Shudder. If you have a Shudder subscription, rent that, like get it, watch it. If you're a sicko like me and Jose, you're gonna really enjoy it. If yeah. you're not, and you're like a tame person, then I will highly not recommend you watch this because right. good Lord, there's
yeah no. If you don't like super gore, if you don't like if you're very sensitive on like trigger warning subjects,
yeah,
this movie is not for you.
Yes, no, it's not.
Big skip. But
yeah, big old skip.
But if you want to see some super crazy, fucked up, have at it. This might be my go-to. Hey, you want to see a fucked up movie? Because, like, what would you show them? Like,
oh, me?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Cannibal Holocaust.
No.
Cannibal Holocaust.
No.
Yeah,
they
that's
killed me. A turtle, bro. I can't show people that movie.
Nah, I'm definitely doing Cannibal Holocaust.
Wow.
I'm doing Cannibal Holocaust.
That's crazy. Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's just me, though. I know there's other crazy shit, but I'm like, yo, you want to see somebody fucking get wrecked? Like, that's me. Yeah. I'm playing Cannibal Holocaust.
Okay.
Like, that's just...
Yeah, bet.
Yeah, just out of the blue. Like, I'm just trying to... If I'm trying to grow somebody out, that's literally what I'm going to play.
Right, okay.
Like,
that's not cool. No, yeah.
It's not even torture porn at that point. It's just like, oh my fucking God, what do you got me watching?
Yeah.
Type of shit, but this right up there.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not showing no one a Serbian film.
No, like that is absolutely not. That's just, easy.
That is a try hard.
What was the other fucking film? Jeffersons or what was that?
Oh, Meet the Something Wrong
yeah.
with the
yeah yeah. That shit with the little boy and the dad.
Yes.
Yeah. No. That.
Well, that's a short YouTube film. That's kind of something you can show.
I can show them, but like that's still like top five. Like what the fuck did you got me watching?
Yeah, the dude who did Hereditary and Midsommar.
Yeah.
Did that? You were just like. What the fuck?
Yeah, no.
Something wrong with the Johnsons.
Yeah, something wrong with the Johnsons. Yeah, absolutely not. Like, why would you fucking think of this? Like, what? Like, just. But anyway, we highly recommend The Sadness.
Yeah, we.
The
we
villain,
do.
The villains in that shit, copious.
Yeah,
very much copious. Very good. But go ahead, give me your top. Give me your five.
Five at five, it'd probably be X.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. That's gonna be my five too.
Yeah,
that's gonna be my five too. Not gonna try to be heavy on spoilers or anything. X is a 24 horror movie.
So this is cinema, Shaq. Art, cinema. This is what the world needs.
Cinema, my ass. Fuck that. I X has solidified me never fucking paying to see a A24 horror movie in theaters ever again.
Shaq, want to go see Men?
I don't even know if that's going to be a horror movie.
They say it's folk horror.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm. God damn it. No.
They say the ending is banana. I just saw, like, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw a fucking Angry Joe reviewed it. And they were just, like, the review starts, they're just all sitting there, like, that's going to stick with me for a while. I'm just like, ooh, y'all are doing what needs to be done, but I don't know.
Bro.
They're like, look, the last 20 minutes is going to have you, like, what the fuck?
That's usually what A24 movies do.
Yeah.
That's usually what A24 movies do.
But that, yeah, but no, whole- but yeah, but.
That shit, and that actually, now that you say that, this movie had me going, what the fuck, man? I mean, granted, was it a bad movie? No.
No, it was shot
I enjoyed the last half of the third act.
Did you
act.
Watch a Dead Meat review on it? From their
their podcast? Yeah. No, I did not.
They did, and it kind of makes you appreciate the movie more because they bring stuff to light and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like even my girlfriend's like, oh, shit, I kind of like this movie more now. We were watching it together the other day. But
it wasn't bad. I just you know what's gonna make me the Pearl thing that I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I think what I was saying
prequel
was
horror,
the prequel that they're coming out with. Mm-hmm. I think I'll enjoy it more once I see that movie to kind of help me with understanding a character.
Yeah.
Which will be a hell of a lot better because other than that, it's just like, it's literally a porno. It's something that I should have fucking loved.
Yeah,
it's a fucking horror movie. It's a fucking horror slasher. That is based around porn. It's right up my goddamn alley.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm just bored.
Yeah.
I was fucking bored, Jose. Just bored.
Yeah.
Up until the third act.
Up until the third act when it's time.
Yes.
Like we said, the bloodlust took over. We're like, yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Cuddy.
Like, yeah, my man, my fucking man, Brian, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, bro. That first half of that movie can go fuck itself. I mean, once Pearl comes out, my whole opinion could change, and I hope it changed, but if I never see X again,
I'm fine. It once, you were fine, right, yeah.
Yeah, if I never see it again, it's right up there. It was fine.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable mid.
Okay. So I'll tell you go next, four, because I'm trying to think.
Enjoy. What's my four?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. I just remembered two other movies. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Do you need to change your five?
Yeah, I think
X, go ahead.
I think X is out now.
X is probably my okay. So fuck it. X is my five. What's your five?
Oh shit! Hold on, I gotta think, dude.
Because you've seen more than I have. But yeah, do we recommend watching X?
Yeah, it's still fine.
Yeah, it's not a dog shit movie. It's just like I went in there expecting something that I didn't get until like the latter half of the movie, which had I wouldn't have had high expectations for that, I would have probably liked it a lot more. That's my issue.
Oh no. Are you ready? You're going to look at me crazy.
What's up?
So number 5 for me would be Scream 5.
You know what? I'm not even upset at that.
Yeah.
Because I really was about to like I'm kind of yeah, okay. Yeah. I get it. What made you switch?
Because I just remember two other movies that came out. That's okay. Literally the only reason.
Okay. So I'll just say this. My number 4 is Scream.
Okay.
My number 4 is Scream. Nice. So let's you want to talk about Scream, we can.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah. That was great.
It was good.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I liked it. It was people will say, "Oh, it's convoluted, it's bullshit." Like especially Joe, my man Art, my friend of the show, artist of the show, Average Joe fucking hated Scream 5.
Damn.
And I don't blame him. I was like, "Is just please be better than Halloween Kills." And it exceeded Halloween Kills for me, which is the lowest of hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's so good, it's getting a sequel, and I'm like, there's only a couple of things I want to do for the sequel, and apparently we're getting fucking Kirby from fucking Scream 4.
The one
and
thing
I'm like,
we were talking about on the way home, we're like, well, this person's still alive. I'm like, oh
yeah, I told you that, and I'm like, dude, she's right there. Like, you can go look at the YouTube clip. Like, Scream's been out long enough that we're like, we can kind of. Not super spoiler, but like just drop some shit. They're looking at like the YouTube on and like where YouTube's a thing in this, and like even you brought up Dead Meat.
Yeah, Dead Meat. They were Dead Meat, right?
Yeah, they were Dead Meat. Okay, they were Dead Meat doing that, and then they fucking had that and just like.
By the way, did you know Matthew Lillard was the ghost faced in that internet clip?
Yeah,
the chainsaw or the flamethrower or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He said it.
I was in that movie. I was that guy.
I was that guy.
I was like, hey, that's kind of cool.
Like, that's dope. Like, listen, damn, man, you kind of jacked.
I know, right?
Like, I was like, oh shit, SAG fucking learned Ultra Instinct.
Right?
He's fucking dead.
The fact that he has that in Multiverses is amazing.
Yes. He eats a sandwich and he fucking turns Super Saiyan. He
smacks that sandwich out of his hand. He's like, what's your beef man?
Man, did.
I start going, I'm like, oh shit.
Did, like, yeah. Good old meme culture. Gotta love it.
That trailer had no business being as cool as it was.
Nope. Absolutely not. And now I just sent you a fucking video. Dog, there's a dude that's literally making memes off that fucking game. And I'm like, God bless you, man. Because this is going to make me want to play that game
Shout
even more.
Out to all the memes that are like, I can't wait to beat Steven Universe's ass in this game. And that is like a thing now because I saw another clip that just showed everyone.
Stomping like, the shit out of him.
I was like, something happens with Steven Universe. Well, I gotta. Apparently, no one likes this little motherfucker.
That's crazy. It's crazy because I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers just don't like. Y'all. Hey, man, y'all, what y'all beef on Rebecca Sugar, bro? Like, she brought us a classic. I mean, granted, is it gay as hell? Hell yeah, but that's a part of the charm.
Yeah.
You bitches.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm glad I've never seen that.
Yeah,
like, I've never seen that. What's your beef with Steven Universe?
I just was like, yeah, wait, does Steven? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I was like, does Steven Universe do something? Because even Shane retweeted the same shit or posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm like, did I got to watch Steven Universe to understand this meme?
I've always heard good things about it. I like Steven Universe. Like, fuck that. Like,
I think it's the character Steven. That's what they're talking about.
If it's teenage Steven, I kind of get it.
Okay.
But if it's like young Steven, like, why y'all beating up on young Steven?
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro. Like, y'all ain't finna beat up on my little homie.
Yeah.
Like, I fully expect that for, Finn and Jake are just two different. Like, that's a whole nother animal.
That's the bros, yeah.
But, with Scream is my number 4 because I really fucking loved it. I was in the theater, went by myself. I fucking did a lot of the fucking, like, Leonardo DiCaprio pointing.
Yeah.
At the screen. And then, like, just, like, it was, it a masterpiece? No.
Yeah.
Was it better than Halloween Kills? Yes. Was it better than Scream 3? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Is it better than Scream 4? Slightly. It did scream.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
It did scream. What Scream 4 was going for, this one did a little bit better.
Like I said, I might put this one after the original. That's how much I enjoyed it.
I don't know. Because yeah. In my top screams, I have it one. Actually, I have it in this order. 1, 2, 5.
Yeah.
Only because 2 is just like iconic for certain reasons. But the plot might be a little bit better in 5 than it was in 2. But I had to go back and watch.
And it was brutal. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, 5. Yeah. That's another reason why it was fucking great. I was like, dog. It brought us back to like the brutality of the first one.
Yeah.
Because the rest of them were kind of tame in comparison. But this one. Bruh, fucking killing bitches in daylight. I'm like, let's fucking go. Like, that's a rarity in the Scream series. Right. But, like, it just brought his fucking day.
You know, quick spoiler, someone just gets stabbed through the face.
Yep.
And they don't just see the whole thing.
Yep. Like, just, oh, you shit. Like, fuck, dude. Like, knife going through a motherfucker's, like, goddamn throat. Jesus Christ.
Out, I'm like, oof. Oh, let's go.
Big oof. I really enjoy Scream. Please, you can, it's actually, I think it is streaming on Paramount Plus. You can watch that shit for free. Me personally, I bought it. I was gonna buy it anyway. I bought all the Screams. I now own all of them digitally.
There you go.
But absolutely. So like that was probably really fun. I can't wait for the sequel. I hope they don't fuck the sequel up.
Yeah, I hope not either.
I hope they don't fuck it up because like I understand why it's getting a sequel, but like
because money.
Yes. Because but, when you make money, you're going to tend to want more of it.
Because I'm like, okay, where do you go from here? Because each one has kind of a thing. This one was on, you know, speaking on the reboots or the requels that are coming out. So where do you go next? It's like.
Honestly, me and you had this discussion off show. But it's pretty much like, do you bring back older characters?
Yeah.
Like, do you bring back. Like you could bring back Matthew Lillard because one of the things that was one of the things that's in there, the YouTube clip that we mentioned earlier was that is so and so dead, actually dead.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the clips I'm like, motherfuckers are playing Easter eggs.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be I'm very interested. I'm invested.
There you go.
Like I'm gonna be there. I'm there with fucking bells on.
There you go.
What's your number 4?
Something in the way.
Really? Okay. That's funny.
That's the movie I completely forgot about. I didn't. Oh, shit.
I didn't.
Yeah.
You know something funny? That's actually my number 3.
Okay.
That's actually my number 3. And the reason why it was going to be my number 3, I was balancing it.
Yeah.
I was like, is it going to be better than Scream at 4? Or because I was like, but then you said Scream at 5 for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, understood. And that's when I was like, I know what I have to do now.
Yeah.
I know what I have to do now. Because if he's doing Scream, I'm going to put Scream right there.
Right.
But yes, The Batman.
The Batman. Hey, take it easy.
Take it easy.
Oh, what's, I don't want to see that.
Hey, what are you showing me here? Yeah,
shit. Every time they show something fucked up on the internet, now that's another
movie. Oh, what are you showing me here? Hey. Yes.
That movie was just baller.
That movie is fucking great.
It's just fun. It is your criminal thriller.
It is Gotham. It's Gotham's version of Seven.
Yes.
Except Brad Pitt is Batman, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Gordon is played by Morgan Freeman. Even though, like, it's not Morgan Freeman.
Right.
It's not Gary Oldman either. I don't know why I was about to say that.
Jeffrey Wright?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, fuck, it's Jeffrey Wright. And then Batman is being played by... Robert Pattinson is being played.
I'm scaring the hoes by talking about Final Fantasy VII.
Boy,
he's like, hey, I just like you know Aerith because you know she, fucking Zoe Kravitz is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, dog, you were scaring the hoes.
Yeah.
but that's I fuck with him heavy.
Yeah,
now.
No, but that's hilarious. When I was just like, no, he's kind of cool actually.
That movie. I was telling folks about the Batman. I even told my mom about it, and like she's not into superhero movies. My stepdad is, but like my mom is not. And I was like, you would really like the Batman because this is a crime thriller that if I took out the fact that if I take Batman out of it, it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
Everybody's problem is it's just fucking 3 hours. I'm like,
yeah, that's kind of
that's everybody's
true.
Problem. But even then, I'm sitting there going like, I don't know where to make a cut.
Yeah.
I've watched that movie multiple fucking times. I actually now have the fucking Steelbook Blu-ray right in front of me, actually right in front of the computer. I don't know if I'm going to give it to you. Here you go. Like, you can fucking hold that. But I know, right? Eat it and shit. But, like, it's the fucking Steelbook. And
that's nice.
I fucking, I don't know where I would cut. There's maybe, like, I would trim some shit.
You cut the scene with the guy at the end.
That would but see, here's the problem. I would take that scene out and put the other one back in
yeah.
And we're back at the same problem.
So yeah, we're back.
So there is, we're back right at the same problem. Like, I could trim some stuff. I just don't know where to cut and get rid of stuff.
Right.
Maybe Alfred in the hospital.
But no, even then, you
can't.
Important,
that's important. I can't even fucking cut that.
Yeah.
I don't know where to fucking cut. It's really fucking good.
That's one of the best fucking car chases ever. It's like,
fuck my
damn.
Dude. You already know how I feel about American Muscle. I may or might have not been super excited.
I bet you were.
Horned. Horned. As soon as I heard the engine rev up, fill the cup.
There you go.
Pause. But unpause.
But unpause.
That there shit was just like that. Done. It's fucking great. I'm not going to lie to you here. The reason why I have it so low, dude.
Well, it's top three for you, so it's not that low for
it's
you.
It's still, it's a Batman movie, and it's not, it's not two.
Yeah.
Right? So it's low.
Right.
It took me two watches to really like Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Mm.
I loved everybody else.
Yeah.
Paul Dano as Riddler.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz is, as Selina Kyle, Catwoman. Mm. Jeffrey Wright is
Gordon,
fucking
yeah.
Gordon. And Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
Yeah.
Liked everybody. That Robert Pattinson was the only motherfucker I'm like, do I? Yeah. So it took me a minute, and then I was like, okay, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
I had friends that say, like, yo, it was really good. And then I had one friend who said, like, he fucking hated it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I read the comics. I still don't like it. And I'm like, well, you were in the movie theater, and he saw it, and it was my boy Fred. He saw it in the movie theater with his friends. Which, of course, but if they're not fucking liking it, it's kind of like, it's like one person's kind of falling in. It's like if me and you were joking, and like if we were Statler and Wardorf, and like we had to go back and watch it, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, I have to watch this on my own to say if I don't really fucking like it.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very, we definitely fucking enjoy that. We definitely highly recommend that. It is now streaming on HBO Max.
Actually,
oh shit. I got a reminder.
Hey.
Yeah, I just...
Do you want to take care of that or no?
No,
okay,
no,
cool.
No,
sure.
No. But yeah, no, I speaking of which, I think what our movies can be streamed. These bottom movies can be streamed.
Scream is...
Scream's on
Paramount Plus.
The Batman is on HBO Max. And I picked... what was your five?
Scream?
My five was...
Your five was X.
Oh, X. X is the one that can't be streamed right now, but it'll probably be available on streaming services now. I know you can rent them. You can watch it on demand.
Yeah.
So majority of these movies can be watched on demand or can be streamed.
Yeah.
But now we're getting to that. What is your number three?
My number three is Doctor Strange. I forgot the damn... Nah, fuck, I had that in Spanish, but I forgot it. The Unusual Physician. Did you forget about the movie?
I did.
Oh, shit. Shaq's like, wait, guy, I might have to redo this list. Do you have to redo the list?
I do.
Now, would you have
X
passed this movie already? X is gone.
X
yeah.
is gone.
See, that's
X
how I
gone.
Felt, too.
X is gone. X is gone. Scream.
Is our list looking the same now all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I think we might have the same list. Depending.
Yeah, yeah, depending on how we feel about one and two.
So, okay, so this is both three for us then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Doctor Strange. And
I bought everything goes down.
Yeah.
And it's funny because a Batman movie is getting beat out by one of my favorite Marvel characters.
Yeah.
And is it because the movie's better? Absolutely
no.
not. Absolutely.
No,
not.
We're going story for story. And,
no,
you know,
Batman is.
Acting.
I'm
going
to tell you this right now. Batman is a better movie than Doctor Strange.
Yes, absolutely.
The reason why I'm putting Doctor Strange above Batman is because this is the fucking Evil Dead movie I have never fucking got it and I've always wanted.
It's like that meme where like I take off my glasses, clean it, put them back on. This is Evil Dead 4.
Exactly. That is why. That is a Sam Raimi. That is a Sam Raimi ass movie.
That is 1,000% a Sam Raimi movie.
I enjoyed the fuck out of Doctor yes. Strange. Not because of them. Don't ask me nothing about no Marvel shit. I do not care.
Yeah.
Like, I do not care. Oh, the Illuminati? Cool. It has nothing on the fucking Oldsmobile, bitches.
Exactly.
Y'all have no idea how I feel right now. I left the fucking theater, Jose, and put on Evil Dead 2.
Nice.
I literally came home. Actually, no, I put on Evil Dead 1. I apologize.
Okay.
I put on Evil Dead 1. I didn't put on 2. I should have put on 2.
Right.
I only put on 1.
Yeah, part 2, because that's the one that you could tell. You felt it.
That was the one. I felt.
I told Shaq the only thing missing from this movie, and we won't spoil too much, the only thing missing from this movie was someone getting puked on.
Dude, three things, if I'd have got one, would have fucking made this probably my number one.
Right.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah.
But either we got one groovy.
Right.
We got projectile vomit from demons going on the love of Doctor Strange's love interest.
That's what I was waiting for to happen, but it didn't.
Or three, if I would have gotten a I'll swallow your soul to anyone in that movie, I'd have fucking lost it.
I would have bonused. I'd have a bonus one for you.
What's up?
We'd have got the really fast zoom in camera that like chases you.
We kind of did get that.
We got it, but not like
not. We didn't get it. We didn't get it enough, but we got it. We did get it because I was like, "Oh fuck!" That was like during the chase scene.
Yeah,
like we literally got it. So I was like, "Oh fuck!" I was like, I was definitely fucking Leo. Yeah. If you're picturing Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, just pointing at the screen with his drink, that is me during the entire fucking time.
Yeah, but that movie,
watching Doctor Strange,
that movie's fun. Like you could tell they let Sam, just do your thing, Sam. Just go.
Yes. And also Wanda going like undefeated in that whole fucking movie. I'm not going to say anything else because it's still new. But like
the whole little, all I would say is like, oh, we can handle your witch. And I took that personally.
Exactly.
The Michael Jordan. Man,
she was. This was Wanda's last dance. That's all I'm saying. This was that. This was like Evil Dead 4. This was MCU Evil Dead 4.
Yeah.
And fucking like the Wanda Maximoff's last dance.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
I'm happy. And I'm happy for Sam Raimi because, you know, he was like, I don't think they'd want me back after Spider-Man
3. Bitch, bring your ass here.
Like, no, come back, buddy.
Like, come back, man. We love you.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I love you, Sam.
He did the damn thing. So
he
like,
did.
Let's go.
He did. And he's like, and he's funny because you see what he said about trying to do another Spider-Man movie. He's like, I would love to do one with Tom Holland, but I feel as though Toby would fucking kill me.
Yeah.
Toby would wring my neck. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yo, that's adorable.
Yeah. Toby's like, whoa,
buddy.
Whoa.
You're my director.
Yeah.
We definitely highly recommend Doctor Strange.
I definitely say bring him back for part 3.
Actually, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Every movie on this we're gonna fucking recommend.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Every movie on this we're gonna recommend. Doctor Strange is still in theaters.
Yeah. Oh no, but they just announced it's coming to Disney Plus on the 22nd of June.
That's actually not bad.
That's
a month away.
So if you want to wait out still.
Yeah, if you want to wait out 22nd of June. It'll be there. You can watch it. Yep. I know I'm going to fucking watch
it. Yeah, I will too.
I'm going to fucking watch that shit again and just be like, yeah, I'm just going to put my own Evil Dead things in there because that's all that is.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're wondering what the Evil Dead is, I don't know how you're listening to this fucking show.
Yeah, no, ain't no way in hell you don't know what the Evil Dead is.
No, listening to us, being a fan of the show and not knowing what Evil Dead is.
Right.
But like, which we will be covering.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sometime this year.
It's happening, I promise.
It's definitely happening. On top of that, so, all right, now... Time to get creepy. What is your number two?
Ooh, so my number two is the Northman.
Our list is the same.
Holy shit. Let's go.
Our list is the same. Because,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, bet. But no, this movie was fun as fuck. It was great.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It was a fun fucking movie. Holy shit.
If you love Vikings, this is the shit for you.
Yeah.
If you like Robert Eggman, Eggers, thank you.
Eggman, this ain't Sonic, my guy. No.
Eggman, Robin Eggers.
Let him direct Sonic 3.
Boy.
No, goddamn.
That'd be weird.
That'd be a weird Sonic movie.
It'd be deep for no reason, and it'd be like, yo, this is the greatest shit ever.
Yeah.
Somehow the fucking Chaos Emeralds will be about childhood trauma.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
God damn.
But like, if you like that, he has directed probably one of my other favorite movies, The Lighthouse.
Yep.
And he's done this movie, and he did another movie.
The Vavitch.
Yeah, The Vavitch.
The Witch.
Which I actually liked.
Yeah, I liked The Witch too.
The Witch. It was a very fucking slow burn.
It was a slow burn. No, I think it starts off quick. Here's my review of The Witch. Mm. It starts off quick, and like, holy shit, this is crazy. That second act, the middle of that movie, fucking borderline puts me to sleep, dog.
Bro, it drags.
Yes.
It fucking drags.
And
it
then the third act, I'm like, okay, no, we're back.
Yeah, it just drags. It just literally drags. And then, like, then you got a goat saying, do you want some butter?
You're like, what?
Like, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, why, yes.
Yes? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess.
I mean, I do have this toast here. I do have this bread. Some butter would be slapping right now.
I hope this doesn't damn my soul. No.
Well, I hope this doesn't. I was like, wait, how's the calorie count? Or would this? It just. Oh, there's no calories. It'll condemn your soul, but no calories. Does it not taste good? But no, it's just like I'd be asking questions as I'm eating the fucking butter, and
I'm eating the fucking piece of toast. Wait, why was I talking to a goat?
How high am I? Like, those berries have hit.
Yeah.
Those berries were hitting. But no, I really like The Northman.
Yeah.
It bums me the fuck out that it's not making the money.
Right, because that was kind of a big budget movie.
Yeah, it was hugely budgeted for him, and he struck out, but it's critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
It's getting really good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It just, no one's going to go see it. I don't know if it was because it wasn't marketed enough or...
I feel like it was, it's just weird. It's just one of those things, man.
Yeah, and this is like, do people not want to sit in for epics? Or like, are we just ready to just wait? Is it like, was motherfuckers just waiting for Doctor Strange at this point? You can't really blame it on COVID because these movies are out here making money.
Yeah.
In the Rona era.
Right.
So it's like, but that one just didn't, and I really fucking liked it. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, we were like, holy shit, me and my girlfriend were like, damn.
Yeah, I was like literally on my, and man, the fucking twist.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the twist.
I was like, oh, shit. Oh, no.
This was.
I'm happy about that twist, though.
I am, too.
I thought there was another twist that was going to come, and I was like, I saw that coming. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
But they didn't, so I'm glad.
Yo, so high key, though. Did I enjoy Viking Lion King? I did.
Exactly.
This literally, without even spoiling anything to you people, this movie is literally just the Lion King, but in the Viking era.
Yeah.
Like,
this movie, apparently, the story behind this is what inspired Hamlet. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's what the Lion King's
Yeah, exactly. So
this, all this shit's based off of like Hamlet or inspired Hamlet. Yeah. But it's like, hey, this is the shit. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, this is exactly that. A kid sees his dad die, runs away, comes back as a grown man to get revenge.
Yeah, runs away. Hey, did you kill that kid? Yeah.
Totally yeah, sure. Killed him. He totally fucking killed him. He's dead as fuck.
He'll never come back.
He'll never. And yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That dude's death.
Yeah, he got it pretty rough. Holy shit.
Oof. Big oof.
Yeah.
I hear it in my brain.
Yeah, just.
Oh god,
just noises.
I really fucking enjoyed this. I really fucking enjoyed The Northman. That is definitely a movie I am buying as soon as it's available to buy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's coming. Which
I almost bought it digitally because you can buy it digitally.
You can buy it digitally now. Fuck, man. Don't tell me that.
Okay, but I was like, do I want physical media? Do I want a physical copy? I haven't decided yet.
See, look, I'm gonna buy it digitally.
Yeah,
but like. I only bought the Batman physical because
because it's Batman.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, yes. Exactly. But like all my physical media stuff, I'm running out of fucking room.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I am running out of room. So, but yeah, we definitely fucking really enjoy The Norseman. I'm going to buy it and I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because I still think it's really that the story was that I was not bored at any point of the movie. The other movies that are on my list literally had a point of like, okay, this is kind of dragging.
Yeah.
Like, every movie of that is kind of dragging. This one, I was like, no, I need more. Mm-hmm. More.
I feel like Doctor Strange didn't, but only because that movie was a rocket. That movie started and just didn't stop.
There was no slow points in Doctor Strange, but like I didn't care for
like,
any.
Like the part that would have been a slow point was like, oh, did you watch WandaVision? There was your slow point.
Yep.
Go.
There you go.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't like. My only issue with Doctor Strange is I didn't care about any of the Marvel shit.
Yeah.
I have to watch that movie again to kind of get in the Marvel mood.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a completely different fucking visual frame. Like I said, Doctor Strange is not better than the Batman.
Right.
The Batman is the superior movie.
Yeah.
I just fucking enjoyed Doctor Strange for the bevy of fucking reasons that the Batman couldn't fucking get,
mm-hmm.
but also like any other Marvel movie couldn't get. So it was a whole different fucking thing. Like everybody's like, how do you like Doctor Strange? I'm like, I fucking loved Evil Dead.
Yeah.
That's literally, they're like, huh? I'm like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But the Northmen, like, I without talking about it so much and, like, spoiling it, because we really fucking enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I just, like, if it's available, like, I'm, like I said, he just told me, fucking buy it digitally. I'm going to go see it, look at my money, and be like, well, I'm finna buy this.
Yeah.
I know I'm fucking watching, because I got to tell my mom that I bought it, because she's really wanting to fucking see this.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, because we kind of like the same shit.
Right.
She kind of got me into these. So, like, I can't wait to fucking watch that. So thank you for telling me that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But also, definitely being bought. Coming in at number one.
Oh, yeah.
Just our list is the same now. So yep. It's
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
No, you didn't even see it.
We just talked about that.
We just talked about it. You ain't even seen it.
That. That'd have been funny.
Yeah, I'd have fucking, yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, why? What were you thinking of? No, I'm like, just. Damn, I wish I'd have did that now. That'd be hilarious.
Of course. Look at you. Your comedic timing is off. But our number one. Top movie of 2022. Super duper too early to call.
Exactly.
Top five list of all of this year's movies. Everything, everywhere.
All at once. Yep. That movie's fucking great.
Holy shit. The best movie about the multiverse.
Yeah.
Out. Yes.
There are two better multiverse than movies. Yeah.
Two multiverse movies out, and only one of them is worth your fucking time.
That's right.
When it comes to the multiverse. If you like Marvel shit, yeah, go see that. But everything, everywhere, all at once, best multiverse movie.
Yeah.
Best girl.
Yes.
1,000%.
Yes.
Fucking amazing.
Shout out to Wooly from, you know, Wooly Versus and Supercat. What did he say? He goes, he saw it. He really enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I now have a movie, a trilogy of movies I like to call Mom, Please Chill. which is this, Encanto, and like Turning Red. It's like, I now have a trilogy called the Mom, Please Chill trilogy.
Dude. I want to give I really like Seeing Red, and that's another fucking.
I haven't watched those yet.
I haven't watched Encanto because I don't care too much for that. But Seeing Red Seeing Red is just definitely something that I thought was super cute. I watched it on Saturday, and I was just like, that's an honorable mention.
Right.
I really fucking like that. It's definitely Asian culture. It's Asian Canadian.
Oh, wow.
Culture.
There you go.
That movie is Canadian. That movie for the first half of it is Canadian as fuck.
Oh shit.
And then he's just like, oh yeah, no, we're Asian. I was like, okay, bet.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah. But no, back to our number one. This movie had me and Jose are watching it.
Yeah.
And we had everything.
It really did.
Fucking sci-fi action.
Yep.
Fucking.
Amazing martial arts.
Martial arts. Fucking.
Great comedic timing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A movie that I never would have thought I would have heard a Smash Brothers elimination sound.
Yeah. When I tell you Shaggy lost his shit.
I did. I had the dude next to me fucking cracking up.
Yeah.
And that dude, to the point to where this movie was that fun, to the point to where the dude who was sitting next to me was like, dude, this is the best movie experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I took that because that's how I enjoy movies. I'm not one of those guys that talks throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Like, if I got something to say to you, I'll just lean in and kind of whisper. I'm not going to talk throughout the movie, but like, especially if it's a movie that I really wanted to fucking see, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep quiet. But there are some part. If I see a certain part, I'm going to fucking enjoy it. I did that same shit in The Norseman.
Yeah.
When the fucking thing happened with old boy and the fucking.
Oh.
That. And I was like, oh my. I was like, oh fuck. Oh. And buddy next to me was like, Jesus Christ. We're both kind of cringing. And he's like laughing because I'm like, fuck me. Oh. But you know, and if a movie is good, I am always a firm believer. If a movie is good, it deserves a full on reaction.
Yeah.
It deserves your reaction. Just as long as you're not being rude, loud, or inconsiderate, you can react to a movie.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it reminds me of what dude was saying when we went to go see Drive.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he wants people to fucking react to like scenes and like clap and fucking laugh and all that shit.
Yeah.
That is how fucking movies should be. Like, if I ever direct a movie, that is how I want you to be in my movie. That's how I want you to shoot my movie. Like, don't hold back on your emotion.
Right.
If it sucks, walk out. Right. But don't, like, my whole thing is just, like, be fucking respectful.
Exactly.
Like, but, like, in this movie, we got that fucking drama and fucking some heart-tugging fucking scenes, man. This movie had, like, fucking shades of, like, mental illness in it. It had fucking, like, kung fu. Yeah. It had, man, this shit had everything. This shit had everything, man. Jesus Christ. Like, Michelle Yeoh.
That's that woman, man.
Yes. Yes, goodness. Like, I want to hug her.
Yeah.
Like, mom, chill, please. Yeah. Like, she is great. Like, and it's funny, this is a fucking A24 movie.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the last two movies were A24 movies.
Yeah, it really was.
Like, and but they're not horror movies, and I love those.
Yeah, they're A24 action.
They're A24 action. They're A24 drama movies.
Drama slash action.
Slash action movies.
This was just everything. Literally.
Everything at all at once. Ah,
yeah,
ah,
exactly. This is everything. You can't put it down to like.
Like, you can't.
I guess technically you could say it's sci-fi.
Yeah, it's sci-fi. It's because of what it is. Yeah. At the grand scheme of things, it is sci-fi. It is really fucking good. Like, very well done. It makes me care about every single character that is in that movie.
Exactly.
Even the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I don't want to spoil anything, but even the villain was very, like, I actually think we may do an actual review on this one day to kind of compare that, because that shit, that villain was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a really good villain. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But it was a really good villain, and it made me give a shit about him.
Yes.
Like, everything about that was just dope. Yeah. Like, just super fucking dope. I really fucking enjoyed it. Best time I've had in the theater this year. Best time I fucking, just the overall movie-going experience. And then it was just the best movie. Hands down.
Still best movie we've seen all year.
All year. And this is a year now where a fucking Batman movie and a fucking Scream movie had came out. Young Shag is going ape dummy.
Yeah.
He is. This is 2022. Is the fucking year for him when it comes to movies,
right?
Except for like everything, everywhere, all at once comes out of nowhere and fucking just gives me just cinema. That is fucking cinema.
That is cinema. There you go.
Yes. What say you now, Jose?
That's right. But no, it's amazing. Shout out, and it brought our old boy back.
Yes, it did.
The guy, what's his name? Shaq, the dude from the Goonies and Indiana Jones: Temple of Doom.
Oh fuck! You talking about your dude? Your boy? How can you not remember your boy's name? Unless you're talking about James Hong?
No, not James Hong. Did I know James Hong? He got his star, by the way. Did you see?
Yeah, I seen it. I was so happy.
Yeah, there you go.
What dude? Which dude?
The character who played the husband.
Oh my god! Was it Ki Hu Kwong? I'm looking at the names now. Yeah, he did fucking play old boy from fucking. I didn't know that, dude.
Goonies and the kid from.
He was Data in the Goonies and he was short round fucking Temple of Doom.
He kind of just quit acting.
Quit and came back, and I'm just like,
came back for this movie, like, fam. Holy shit! And he was putting in work.
Yes, dog.
He was great.
Let's go. He was great.
Yeah,
that was great. That not. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually liked him in the movie.
Yeah.
I liked him in The Husband, but I like, now that I know who he is, fucking Short Round.
Yeah.
Fucking Data. I'm like, bruh. No, this movie.
Extra points. Holy
extra
shit.
Extra fucking points.
Yeah.
I don't even know of a movie that can knock it off its fucking perch.
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably the number one movie for the rest of the year, I doubt.
Yes. I don't know what movie. It wins the Cinema Villain Oscar of greatness.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fucking tell you enough on how much we really fucking love this movie.
Well, I don't know, man. Avatar 2 comes out next year.
Good night, everybody.
I'm done. Absolutely not.
Nope. Well, that Shaggy walked out. But you just got to watch that movie in the right setting, bro. You got to spend $100 on a ticket, like Max said.
Avatar's for fucking nerds.
There you go. He says Avatar's for nerds. But no, this movie's great. If you haven't seen it yet, please watch it. I think it's still in theaters. You know, you can still find it here and there playing. It's now A24's number one movie.
It beat Uncut Gems. Go ahead and say
that
again.
No, it beat Uncut Gems. That was the number one.
You know what? I really liked Uncut Gems.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody
that
liked
movie. Gives you anxiety, but it's great.
Anxiety-fueled, and I never knew what anxiety was like. And I was like, oh my fucking God, how does this movie keep getting worse?
Yeah, it's like, please stop. Holy shit.
Fuck. I saw that shit with my ex, and she fucking suffers from anxiety. Yeah. So I was worried about her the entire fucking time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because I'm sitting over here like, dog, I am fucking reeling. And yet I'm like looking at her like, oh my God, 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 oh my God. Is she going to be okay? I'm like, ah. But yeah, no, she was fine.
That's great.
But yeah, no, we highly recommend watching that. Again, but that's, you got anything else you want to say before
that's
we cut
really
out?
It. We just wanted to provide you with some wonderful content.
Yes, content.
Some what we've been doing.
Yep. So our day in our lives, what's been going on, what actually really happened, mm-hmm. on why we wasn't getting recording. It's not the fact that we didn't want to record shows.
Right, no, it just
it's literally
kind
because
of
life was throwing us fucking everything in our face everywhere all at once.
Exactly.
Like, just, and we couldn't fucking do.
What did I tell Shag when I watched that movie? He's like, I just want to live in the multiverse where we're a successful podcast.
We're a successful podcast, and we have, like, we're the fucking dead meat of fucking movie villains.
There you go, exactly.
Like, I fucking wish we'd have the time dedication. Like, they made that their job, though,
yeah,
man. I wish I had the fucking balls to do that.
Exactly.
Like, ooh. Like, but hey, who knows? We might can make things happen, man.
Maybe.
But
who knows? Maybe
seriously,
this
guys,
thing will take off one
yep.
day.
Seriously, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We definitely will be back to normal. Hopefully, yeah. So we will have, the next time you hear us, we will have an actual normal
A
regular show. And I think we're going to, fuck it, this is the first time that we're ever going to say this.
Yeah.
We're covering Conan.
Yes, we're doing Conan the Barbarian.
Yep. So
just celebrated his 40th anniversary, so... Here we go.
Yes, sir. So we're going to be doing that. And I want to say thank you guys again for tuning in. For Jose, I'm Shaggy yes. Black. We will see you next time.
Yes, we love you. Peace.
Later. We'll be right back.